Be seated. I've asked John Bullock to come and pray with us this morning because you've prayed yourselves, but we would like to pray for you as well. And after that, we're going to sing a lovely song, which was, Lee won't thank me for this, but he actually wrote it, telling us that God is greater than anything that we have to face. And, you know, you're having to face a lot of things here and things in your own private lives, but God can help us to rise above all of that. So do we want to line up before John prays? After we've sung this song, we'll all unite together in the prayer that Jesus taught us.
Shall we pray? Lord, we just want to thank you for your promises, Lord. We want to thank you this morning for your promises. We want to thank you that you say in your word that two and three gather in your name, that you're there also, Lord. And we just claim that this morning. We just pray that you'll help us to focus on you, to forget about ourselves, and look at you, and actually listen to what you're saying to us this morning, Lord. And Lord, we just pray for healing. We pray for healing in this church here. We pray for healing in our church. We just pray for healing in our country as well, Lord. And as we sort of go through this transition time at the moment, in the general elections and all those things, Lord, we just pray that your presence will be there. We pray that you'll help us to make the right decisions as individuals, and that you'll be sort of in the midst of everything which is going on. We ask for that open dialogue, and that you'll just really help us to make a difference. And Lord, we just pray right now that your Spirit will be here. We pray for the Holy Spirit. We pray that you'll speak to us. You just really give us that message this morning and just help us to focus on you and listen to what you're saying to us right now. We pray that in Jesus' name.
Just cry out and he will help.
Lord, we thank you for that promise today. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever.
Amen.
Amen. And another of... Is it an old song, this one? No. Oh. Well, you arranged it, didn't you? Yes. Okay. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Lee would say more. Go on, if you want to say a bit more, you can.
That's so really. That thing has breath praise the Lord. Sometimes we clap in time. If you could manage that as well, that would be great. Thank you.
was your clapping? Was it all right? Was it in time? It sounded like it was. I need a volunteer this morning, preferably a young person. Anyone fancy it?
Not me.
They're all hiding. No. Bella. Bella's hiding. I only know your name because somebody went, Bella. You're going to come and help me, Bella? Come on, I don't bite. All right, now, Bella, do you know what a board game is? Because back in the 1970s and 80s, people used to play these things called board games, right? Before, like, all these electronic devices were invented. I mean, I don't remember what they are either, but have you ever played a board game in your life before?
Yeah.
What kind of board games do you like playing?
Snakes and Ladders.
Snakes and Ladders. Old school, very good. What about any sort of... other ones, have you played, like, I don't know, Monopoly?
Yeah.
Yeah. Cluedo?
No.
No. It's a good game, that. Yeah, you have to be quite clever to play that one. I'm sure you'll manage. What about this one? You ever played Guess Who? Brilliant. Good stuff. And this is brilliant because this is like the actual original Guess Who. All the new ones, have you seen all the new Guess Who's that are out at the moment in the shops? Just all like electronic ones and people that don't actually look like people. People with stupid names as well. These have got good names like Anne and Paul and Richard rather than, I don't know, some dodgy names that are out there. So we're going to have a go at playing this, all right? You're going to have a game of this morning. And now, Chris, you didn't provide a table for us, so that's fine. So we'll make this up. Right, do you want to get going then? Oh, she can hold it. It's all right, Margaret. Yeah, she's fine. Go on then, off you go. And we'll just all watch you play Guess Who for a bit. All right? She's broken it already as well. Okay. I didn't really think about that. Yeah. Why is that? Can you not play it on your own? Yeah. All right. Okay. Why? What? Oh, hang on. Oh, it says two players on the box, Chris.
Oh.
Another player. We need another player. Anyone fancy giving Bella a game of Guess Who? We're going to play this, folks. If you've got dinner in the oven, you're scuppered, really. what's your name, young man? George. George, out you come, George. So, look, there's a guy called George on here. Right, you need to grab the other board, George. You ever played Guess Who before, George?
Yeah.
Good. We're all right. Lots. Ah, you're the Guess Who expert. Right then, we need to pick a card each. Have you thought this through, Chris?
No, but the other game could happen at the same time to save time.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it will save time, wouldn't it, while they're doing that.
Have we got some other young people who want to come up and play Jenga? I'm serious.
Pick a card. Right, you two
can ask each other questions. Bella, you can go first, being the lady. Can you come up and play Jenga with me? Go on, up you come. Have we got any more Jenga people? Does she want to come up?
Grown-ups it is, then.
Oh, we've got Evie as well, and Liv. Do you want to come up and help play some Jenga, girls?
No.
How are we getting on with Guess Who? And what question did you ask? Did you ask the blue eyes question? Or male or female? Ah, right, okay. Right, we need to build Jenga. Can you help them build Jenga? So for those of you who can't see, George has only four characters left, so he's doing well. Why haven't you put yours down, Bella? You only have one down. What question do you ask? Is this person emotionally unstable? Which question did you ask? sorry? Did he have earrings? And what did he say? No. They don't have earrings. So you can put all the ones without earrings down. Paul doesn't wear earrings, does he? Come on. Nor Bill, nor Joe, nor Robert, nor Bernard. He's got a hat. Richard. Hang on a minute. Right, how many people have got earrings? Oh, no. There's only one with earrings here. So it must be her. Did you ask that? Has they got earrings? Yeah. You're trying to guess his card. You know that, don't you? Not your card, right? You said no. Oh, no, I've done it wrong. Right, hang on. Now it's falling apart. Right, so they don't have earrings.
No.
They don't have earrings. So I need to put the earrings people down. Oh, my word. Right. I might go and play Jenga instead. Right, how many have you got left, George? Four. Go on, Em. Whose go is it? Is it your? It must be your go, Belle. You've only asked one question.
Does yours have curly hair?
No, that's your card. Yeah. Oh, do they have curly hair, George? This is going really well, Chris. They don't have curly hair, so you put him down and him. Okay, good. Next. How are we getting on with Jenga, girls?
Is yours wearing a hat? No.
No hat. Go on, what question we got, Bella?
Is yours wearing glasses?
Yes.
Ooh, good question. Quick, put all the ones without glasses down. All right. I know, you put him down, he's got glasses on. Has he got glasses on? No. Oh, we've got two left. Three left. Go on in. Good, it's still working okay. They've still got the ones in. Brown eyes. Yes. Okay. All right, quick. Come on, Bella. Sometime today. Quick. Well, no, you've only got men up anyway, so you'd ask another question quick.
No white hair.
Oh, good. So we've got one left. Right. Are we allowed to guess on if you've got one left? I think we are.
Yeah.
So yours is?
Tom.
Yeah. It's Tom. Yes. Well done. Bella wins. Well done, Bella. Are we done?
Yes.
Good. We're done. No, thank you very much for your help.
I'm sure you've worked out why they're doing these games by now. No? Oh. Oh, that's no prizes to give out then, so that's good. The theme came to me, and I'll explain a bit later on, although there's not much later, that we need to work together with each other and with God. And you can't play most games on your own. You can play them against computers, of course, nowadays, but guess who does not work if you try and play it on your own? And when they've done this, at the moment the girls are building. What happens when you pull one out, Ev? Depends which one you pull. It's a pity it's not giant Jenga, because it would make a lovely crush. It's fallen over. So basically, what happens then? If you build it nicely and you work together, it all stands firm. If you pull the wrong piece out, the whole lot falls down. So one false move and we wrecked all our hard work. So that's really what I wanted to try and get over with those games this morning. Thank you, Lee. I'm sure the girls would have loved to have played on for the rest of the day. But we have to work together, and I'll explain that a bit later on. We're going to sing another song now. This is one of Lee's, called Amazing God. I think we may have sung it to you before. Going along the lines of working together, this is only half of our group, and we haven't got the balance of parts that we normally would have. So I'm struggling over here on the end here, because I've usually surrounded by people who know it better than I do. And it came to me too that when we don't have the right balance of things, things don't always work terribly well. But I'm sure we'll do justice to this song and the amazing words that are in it.
It amazes me that the God who formed the
God who keeps on giving is the same God that would give his only Son, and that he would die so that we might be forgiven and the world would see his love for everyone. You are amazing God, you're my joy and my salvation, you're my rock and foundation, and your love has set me free. You're my strength and my protection, you're my shelter in the storm. Amazing God, you are everything to me. When I feel I'm at my weakest and I don't know where to turn, I remember that your Spirit is my guide. Song for us to sing together. We will only sing two verses, I think, of this, because time is going on, and I think I've put too much into this, but we'll be fine. Brother, sister, let me serve you. Let me be as Christ to you. Pray that I might have the grace to let you be my servant too. And I think we'll sing verse 1 and verse 4. So if you want to stand, because I'm not going to speak for hours, but you might want to stand up just to... Thank you. Bit of the programmes and and documentaries. There's just so many on the television at the moment, and some we record and watch them later, but we just love them. And recently, you may have seen this one, they were explaining why it is that swallows can cross the Sahara Desert. It's a long way. They can feed on the wing, but they can't drink on the wing. And somewhere on their flight path is this very small oasis, but it's salt water, and the swallows can't drink salt water. But there are some flies who do, and their bodies convert the salt water into ordinary water, and the birds gobble up the flies, which are full of water. And I just thought, wow, how amazing God, how absolutely amazing is that? So, and apart from realising how great God is yet once again and be reminded, it made me think how everything in the world really is reliant on something else. None of us are on our own. Nothing happens without something else. And that's how I came to kind of think about this morning. We know that you've got a few problems here, and indeed everybody does. And I know, I do believe that, was it Christmas you went to worship with the Anglican, you joined together? Maybe that was ages back, but anyway. Ah, that was it, the Alpha Course. And we've come today to share with you our gift of singing and to offer that to you. And all this working together enriches our lives and brings us nearer to God. And I've also noticed up there it says your hand has weaved us together, because our own bodies are very complex and every bit relies on every other bit working properly. So together means a group or a body of people, a mass. We stick together, we're in contact, we have something in common, and we join in a common activity. And I'm sure you know the phrase that John Donne once penned, "No man is an island," meaning that human beings do not thrive when they're isolated from each other. Jesus is the pattern for our lives, and his was not a solitary ministry, now or then. So let's look about human beings coming together. If you're a part of a group, a family, a church, a choir, a club, you're still part of that group, whether you're actually physically together or not. You're a paid-up member, and you belong to that group of people. You're connected with each other, and you have a common purpose and an aim. So you have the quality of being in close relationship with somebody else and in harmony with them and having their support. The early followers of Christ were first called Christians at Antioch. That's another well-known phrase. They were seen to have something in common, and they had become a group and thus deserved to be recognised for that. So in reality, they had been recognised as a group of people who followed Christ. Would that they had always acted as such. So there's nothing new there, is it? We don't always act as we should do. When Jesus was in the Garden of Gethsemane, he had to face the most dreadful of situations. He asked the disciples to watch and pray. Did they? Did they act? No, they fell asleep. They didn't understand. Had they? I think they might have been a bit more vigilant. They might have thought, well, we really need to support our master through this. But they really didn't quite get it, and they fell asleep. And I think Jesus must have been particularly disappointed, because he would have liked them to have watched with him and supported him and just been there for him. Now, I take that as an admonition to me today. So often I don't understand what people are going through. I don't support them as I ought to. But I could be there more often, and I could pray better. And I'm sure that applies to all of us. Not many of the well-known Bible characters were completely solitary. After God created Adam, he gave him a partner. It didn't work out too well, but he did do that. It was meant to be okay. Family life was very important in the culture of the day, even if it bears little resemblance to some of the families that we see today. The prophets often lived a lonely life, but they interacted with many people to try and explain what God wanted for them. Elijah was provided food by the widow woman. Daniel had many friends. Joshua was prepared for leadership by Moses. And on resurrection morning, two people walked on the Emmaus Road. And before Jesus went back to heaven, he told his disciples to wait for the Comforter, which they did together. And thereafter, their job was always to work with the Holy Spirit and not alone. And secondly, we are told to be together in Christ. Jesus told the disciples, and ultimately us, that he would be with us, even until the end of the world. One of the most helpful illustrations is that we should be yoked with Christ. Jesus used this analogy in Matthew chapter 11.
All things have been delivered to me by my Father. And no one knows the Son except the Father. And no one knows the Father except the Son. and anyone to whom the Son chooses to reveal him. Come to me, all ye who labour and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and holy in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light.
We don't see many yokes, although I suppose you're a bit nearer the countryside here. A yoke is a piece of wood. Most of you will know what we're talking about. That's worn on the shoulders to make it easier to carry a load. It can be for one person. I think the old milkmaids of old used to carry two buckets, and you see pictures of that. But the one referred to here is for oxen. It was a beautifully made piece of wood, very smooth, and it had to fit correctly. And each ox would then work with his partner in perfect harmony and with relative ease. It also maximised the quantity and the quality of the work, because ploughed furrows needed to be straight. No good having them wiggly all over the land, is it? With modern technology, we don't see too many yoked animals at work, but this was the norm in biblical times, and Jesus always used stories that people would relate to. The rest that Jesus promised is not idleness, but a means of a new yoke for service. What he was really referring to was the yoke that the rabbi, that the Jewish laws had put on people. It had become so heavy and burdensome, so many laws to follow, that the people were weighed down with it all. And Jesus wanted them to see that there was a better way. The acceptance of the yoke of Christ was different because of his character. Like the suffering servant, he was gentle and lowly of heart. In a paradoxical sense, despite the absoluteness of all his claims, his was the easy way. Such is the wonder of the divine offer. So does it work the same way in our Christian life today? Jesus said, remain in me, stay attached to the vine. Apart from me, you can do nothing. So we have to make it work. We are part of the body of Christ on earth for a reason. And in Romans 8, the Message version says this. Actually, it's Romans 12. Take your everyday, ordinary life, your sleeping, eating, going to work and walking around life, and place it before God as an offering. And this is a kind of incarnational living. We are walking with Christ, living our lives for him, going where he leads, but always yoked with him, so that he knows exactly what we're doing, and we should hopefully know exactly what he's trying to do. But we also need to live our lives alongside each other. And Albert Camus wrote these words: don't walk behind me, I may not lead. Don't walk in front of me, I may not follow. Walk beside me and be my friend. And the message for what Josie read says this: walk with me and work with me. Watch how I do it. I love this. Learn the unforced rhythms of grace. The unforced rhythms of grace. I've just been down this thing. I won't lay anything heavy or ill-fitting on you. Keep company with me and you will learn to live freely and lightly. Doesn't it sound so simple? Oh, that it was. But we must try. And Kerry is going to come and sing a song which will explain this. It's quite an emotional song, so I'm sorry about this. But in the chorus it says, in our togetherness. And this is what I want you to take home today. And when you leave, well, each of you will have a copy of these words to take home with you. And I hope you'll be blessed by this song.
For me, when things I've come.
That's a most lovely song, and it gives us some ideas how we actually go about it, trying to be together with each other and be together doing what God wants in his power and being yoked to him. Shall we pray? Heavenly Father, we thank you for your love for us. We thank you for the promise of your presence and that you will always be with us. You know what it is best for us, and if we follow your way, then we know that you will bless us. We will be effective, and we can be the kind of people that you wish us to be. We thank you for this time together this morning, And we pray again for all those people who need a special outpouring of your strength and grace today. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
We've got one more song for you. I had a song for you all to sing as well, but I think time is gone. So here is our benediction, and then we're going to sing a song for you. It's part of Psalm 145. God is here. Let's celebrate. Let us enlist our lives in continuous celebration of God's goodness and greatness. Let us announce to the world God's presence and proclaim his loving concern for all creatures. How compassionate he is toward all he has created. How tender toward his failure-fraught creatures. He will not back out on his promises to us. His blessings are not reserved only for those who fit obediently into his design for them. He is just and he is forgiving. He gently picks up those who have fallen and restores them to himself. He sustains those who are wavering in weakness and grants them his grace and strength. He reaches into the void of empty lives and enriches and fulfills their hungry hearts. He is near enough to hear our every cry, to sense our every need, to grant us whatever is necessary to make us happy and productive as we seek to follow and serve him. How incomparably glorious is our great God. May our mouths articulate and our lives demonstrate his ever-present love for all his creatures. Let us celebrate the eternal mercy and goodness of our God. Amen. And we'll send you out with a blessing of total praise to God.
Pray.
been really lovely to share with you this morning. And I'm guessing I'm a bit too happy now. Good morning to you all, and God bless you.